What do you think is a secret to longevity? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, March 12th, 2026, and we just heard Secret with Magic Magic. Now, the secret to living a long and healthy life. Maybe it's time we sought out advice from a horse. That's because a 37-year-old horse is rewriting the rules of longevity. A beloved mare named Fancy has just been officially certified by Guinness World Records as the oldest living horse at 37 years old and 329 days. And honestly, she's aging better than most of us, y'all. Fancy was born on April 1st, 1988. Yes, April Fool's Day! And she belongs to Paige Sigmund Bloomer of the U.S. state of Virginia. The two actually share the same birthday and have been together since Bloomer was just 8 years old. That's not a pet, y'all. That's family. Now, Fancy inherited the Guinness title after the previous record holder, Baskelad, passed away in 2025 at age 38. And while 37 might not sound ancient for, of course, humans, guys, in horse years, that's basically legendary status, as the average horse lives to be around 25 to 30 years old. And then there's Rosie, Fancy's best friend, who's a donkey who acts as her guide because Fancy's nearly blind. Although Fancy has had her share of health battles, her owner says she never gives up. For the record, the oldest horse ever documented was Old Billy, who reportedly lived to 62 back in 1822. As for Fancy, she's spending her golden years soaking up the sun with her donkey bestie, proving that long life, good company, and a little stubborn spirit go a very long way. So, here's to you, Fancy. We got a song for you dedicating to you by Crush, I Fancy You. 눈이 마주친 순간. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for all y'all. First up, we got High Key with To My First Love, 나의 첫사랑에게. And then we have Taeyong with the number one rock star. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. It is time for y'all to relax and not do nothing. Just focus on us because we got information, we got the tea, we got the news that you probably really want to know about. You probably didn't know about. So get ready for it because we got it for you. And stop doing work because we just want you to know about crazy stuff right now. Now, speaking of longevity, if your grandma or grandpa remembers everything from decades ago, guess what, y'all? They might be part of a select group of people called super agers. Now, apparently, these people have brains that are resilient to aging. Just like some people who never seem to age in their physical appearance, researchers found that these super agers are people over 80 whose memory rivals someone 30 years younger. actually produce at least twice as many new neurons as their typical peers. The team compared superagers with typical older adults, people with early dementia or Alzheimer's, and younger healthy adults. And the results showed that superagers showed significantly higher levels of neurogenesis, meaning they're still generating new neurons at impressive rates, well into their 80s. The findings published in the scientific journal Nature may help explain why some people can remember names, events, and details decades later, while others struggle to remember where they even put their keys the night before. So, what does this mean for us, or regular people who forget things easily? Scientists hope that understanding what makes these superager brains so resilient could eventually help protect more people from age-related cognitive decline. There's hope, y'all, even for non-superagers, because aging is inevitable. But losing your mental sharpness, maybe that can be prevented, y'all. Who knows? But for now, we can't be prevented from playing good music. We got two songs for y'all. We got 이세계 아이돌 with Memory and 이한철 with Superstar. Your two cents. Y'all know that we love to connect with our listeners, and we're about to hear your stories, and this is where I got to read out your answers to a weekly question posted on our gram. And of course, you get to tell us your personal experiences and your thoughts for a chance to win a prize. And our Y2C question this week was, what is your favorite K-pop spring anthem? Which songs remind you of spring? Now, spring is in the air. What comes to mind when you think of spring? Is it flowers? Love? Vibrantly green landscape? So which K-pop songs or song come to mind when you think of the season of renewal and blossoming flowers? We're going to get right into it. First up is from Rashid Nas from the Book of Faces. Spring always feels like a fresh start. Soft sunshine, cherry blossoms in bloom, the light breeze, and that hopeful feeling that something beautiful is about to begin. When I think of spring, I imagine pastel skies, parks full of flowers, handwritten letters, and sweet, shy love stories. Here are some of my favorite K-pop songs that perfectly capture that springtime vibe. Cherry Blossom Ending, Busker Busker, the ultimate Korean spring anthem, Romantic Walks Under Blooming Cherry Trees, Poem Poesha, soft, dreamy, and full of the sweetness of first love in spring, Bloom Bloom the Boys, cheerful and bubbly, just like flowers bursting into bloom. All right. And of course, here in Korea, you guys know that we have the Beotgeot ending, of course, that climbs back up the chart. Every spring, it's called Yeongeum, or pension song, meaning it's basically Busker Busker's retirement plan. All right. And it's kind of like, we know Miss Mariah Carey's Christmas song, what she's famous for, the Christmas Carol, but a spring version of it. But we have another listener who requested a song by Jang Bom-joon, the vocalist of the band. So here we will play Poesha, which is another spring classic for sure, of course. So get ready for it. We got a song called Pom Naman Pom, and it's by Poesha. All right, that was Poesha or 볼 빨간 사춘기 with Pom Naman Pom. And we got more of your fun answers coming in right now. And this one is from at Meaty 825. Message. 장범준의 봄비 빗속으로 제가 태어난 봄이 다가오고 있죠. 비 소식과 함께 나란히요. My spring anthem is 장범준 Spring Rain, 봄비. And to the rain, 비 속으로, I'm a spring baby, and spring is fast approaching, along with news of rain. Happy spring baby, or birthday. And we're going to get into our next answer from at June Genie. My spring anthem is Park Ji-yoon's Spring Snow, 봄 눈. The title refers to cherry blossoms, and in fact, the entire theme of her seventh album with this song is spring. Once a glamorous K-pop diva of the late 90s, Park Ji-yoon transitioned herself into an acoustic artist in this 2009 album. With a calm, sweetly narrative voice, she sings about a new love blossoming from friendship in this song. I can feel pink, Flowers Blushing, and Innocence whenever I listen to it. I was planning to request it later for my birthday in March, but it was too perfect answering for this week's Y2C question. Oh, I mean, it is March, but I don't know when in March your birthday is. But either way, happy birthday, and happy birthday to all the March babies. Of course, I said earlier this month, my mom's birthday was on the 8th. So I said happy birthday to my mom earlier on a different episode because my mom's birthday was on the weekend. It was on a Sunday. And I called. Funny thing is I video chatted with or tried to video chat with her. She would not pick up. I attempted for like an hour. And then I got a text message from her saying, oh, I was too busy eating breakfast with your dad. Thank you for the birthday message. Wow. Not even a call back from my mom. These are the times we're living in, y'all. Parents don't even call you back anymore. Thank you, Amma. I feel the love. Anyways, we're going to play two songs for you guys right now because you guys mentioned it in your answers. We got 장범준 with Spring Rain, 봄비, and 박지윤 with Spring Snow, 봄눈. All right, we just heard 박지윤 with Spring Snow, 봄눈, and we're going to move on right now to another answer, but you guys know we got to pick a winner, so you can't go anywhere. The next one is from at @yepihana. Spring season reminds me of NCT Doyoung's song called Beginning. Oh, okay. Okay, that one I'm not too sure of, so we're going to definitely have to check that one out. And we're going to get into our last answer for this week. It is from at Athma Madassery. My favorite spring anthem is BTS Spring Day. It's an emotional, sentimental song with lyrics focusing on loss, longing, grief, and moving on. Its music video is widely interpreted as a tribute to the victims of the 2014 Sewol ferry disaster. Also, to embrace the new beginning, there is Flowering, Kaewa, by Lucy. And for an upbeat and refreshing vibe, there is Pretty You, Yeppuda, by Seventeen. Nice spring to all. Well, those are some great choices, of course. It is sad what happened in 2014. For those of you who didn't know, there was... It actually happened when I was doing radio at another station at the time. I was doing live radio in the morning and I was doing updates while I was going on. So I was getting very emotional and I was getting weird updates. I was saying I heard that everything was fine. Then it was not fine. So it was confusing. And then we all know what happened. So it was a very dark, sad day for everybody. So yeah. Whew. It's if you guys can go online and read on that, go check it out. But for now, we are going to wrap up our segment with two songs. But we are going to announce a winner right after this, so don't go anywhere. We have Doyoung from NCT, Beginning, 새 봄의 노래. And then we have BTS with Spring Day, 봄날. All right, we just heard BTS with Spring Day, 봄날. And now it's time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our weekly Y2C is... at @yepihani! @yepihani, if that's you and you're tuning in right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But to do that, don't forget to include your ID, your gram handle, your email, and of course, the date that you won so we can find you. And now we got music for you guys. We've got Jung Eun-ji, So In-guk with Couple, and Chu with Confession, 고백. All right, guys, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we have a great song by the Peppertones. It's called Park Trip 공원 여행. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm your DJ, Brian Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. Now!